سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے ساقی مراد شیخ گیونگ دا لو آف اللہ گوبلٹ ٹو دا ریئل عاشق ٹو مرید
خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے جو عارف ہیں وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے جو عارف ہیں وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن بتانا داں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم ان سے ویرانے ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم ان سے ویرانے ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف فردانے کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف فردانے نقل تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کر تحقیر
فقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے آقا قلب شکستہ میں تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے آقا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے
آخری شعر ہے
وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ شکوں کو جام و پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ شکوں کو جام و پیمانے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم اشعار کو حضرت شاہ کی محمد اکبر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ مجھے تو قرب عالم دیا ہے آ سہرائے that oh Allah you have given me this world of this closeness even whilst I'm in a jungle or whilst I mean I'm at the time of sehri at the time of tahajjud at the time when we take out that ah from our heart when we link ourselves close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that closeness when everyone is asleep, when there is darkness, and at that time a person is making tahajjud salam, at that time a person is crying, is shedding tears, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware, and that is the moment he's taking that ah, and he's complaining everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever problems he's got. Sunaye ke khanka mein, muhabbat ke mein, he khane, دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے that we have heard that in the khankas this is like a tavern where of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love is displayed unlike where the taverns where liquor is drunk and people become intoxicated and those under the la'nat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed so many people associated with liquor those people who squeeze the grapes, for whom it is squeezed, for the one who transports it, one who pours it, for whom it is poured, those of anything associated with liquor are cursed. But unlike in those taverns, in this tavern is where the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being distributed, and from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have heard that the cup bearers, those who give out the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, those who pour and give the goblets and the jugs these are the real ashiqa. And when a person drinks liquor, then his iman leaves him temporarily. But yeah, when we get the goblets and the jugs of Allah Ta'ala's love, our iman increases. On that side, iman leaves you. Yeah, our iman increases. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتا ہے مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر میں مگر اندر میں فرزانے. That those people who outwardly who gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but their lives are contrary to the sunnah. That outwardly they look as great, great lovers. They are very deceitful in their appearance. And inside they are very, very shrewd. This refers to those who are the fake, who come from other countries, within our country, who wear long jubbas, sometimes below the ankles as well, long tasbihs, long mustaches, and unfortunately, intermingling of sexes, women will shake their hands, and even worse, people will make sajda at their feet. So these are the people who don't have sunnah in their lives. These are the people, maybe they are there for the quick buck, or to milk their murids, etc. So these are the people outwardly, they seem as if though they are genuine, but these are the fakes. How many a person who comes and they go to these amils or they go to the sheikh, but at the time of salah, then they are not performing salah. At the time of fajr, they are fast asleep. And you ask them, where you're fajr? They said, no, we're ready in Medina Sharif. So yeah, these are the people who hoodwink, bamboozle the public. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالی میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کو رتبہ کیا جانے. That عارف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالى, that person who recognizes the true عارف of Allah سبحانہ وتعالى, which world he is living, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And that person is not a عارف, that person hasn't recognized of Allah سبحانہ وتعالى. What will he know the position of this person? So عارف is that person, everything he looks at, even that meal he's eating at, he takes the name of Allah, he reads the du'as. After eating, he reads the du'as. And then he ponders and he contemplates all his ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are given to him from various sources of the entire world. So much of effort was put, and I'm enjoying my biryani, I'm enjoying my food. That is the arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That arif, for example, on an occasion, a certain person in the time of Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi went to Makkah Sharif, and he became very, very sick, and now he couldn't go to the haram. So he started complaining, and became very, very despondent, so to say, became angry. So Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi said that this person is not an arif. An arif will accept every condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whichever halat I am, I'm happy. Radha bil qada. For example, a person, we know a person is very, very punctual with takbira ula. But come the days of Hajj, now he leaves from Arafat, he goes to Muzdalifah. Now he has to read the Maghrib Salah and Isha Salah, combining together in Jamaat. So he'll read the Maghrib Salah in Isha Salah time. Why? Because it's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much of sawab to read in Bakka Sharif, but the Kaaba, but the days of Hajj, now he leaves, he goes to Mina, he goes to Arafat, etc. Why? This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that arif in his heart, he knows that everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he looks with the eyes, with the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who, for example, a small child, 6-7 year old, he is enjoying himself with kites, with marbles, with tops, etc. Unlike a person who is 16-17 years old, he is barikh. Now he's in a different world. These are, if you compare the both, they are totally different. So that person becomes mature in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What to say, he is in a different alam. Haseeno ke jo ujar jayenge jab geographia ek din batana wa kahan jayega apne dil ko bahlane. That because of the vicissitudes of life, because of geography, because of time, when that woman was very, very beautiful in a prime of her beauty, when she was very young. Now as time goes, then everything changes. Now she becomes wrinkled. Now no one wants to look at her. Her teeth is fallen off. Now where are you going to attach your heart? Our ulama mentioned that if a person controls his gaze, then even if his wife, just an example, if his wife comes out first in the most ugly competition, but that person, he controls his eyes. He looks down. He doesn't look at other women. He doesn't look at those painted dollies of the dunya. That woman maybe came up, might come out first in the most ugly competition, but she'll be Miss Universe to him. She'll be the most beautiful woman. Why? Because this person controlled his gaze. But unfortunately, when a person now, he looks everywhere, at work, wherever he's walking, the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, sometimes zarurat, we have to go. You have to go to the marketplace, you have to go to the airport, you have to go to the post office, sometimes to the bank. So over there, the certificates of Allah Ta'ala's love is being distributed. Where a person lowers his gaze, the certificates of Iman are being distributed. So a person lowers his gaze, controls his gaze. So understand that our life also is temporary. Beauty is something very, very temporary. And we should look at who created our wives is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, who are we going to give our hearts? It is give our hearts to Allah, the maker and creator of all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo yaad aati hai unki dil mein ghabrata hu gulshan mein. Mujhe to qurb ka alab diya hai, ah sahran hai. That even my heart remembers, I might be in a garden, a beautiful garden, but even that time too my heart is not at ease. I'm thinking of my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I might be in a jungle, even there too, I'm thinking of Allah. I'm far away from everyone, far away from technology, there is no one, but Allah is before me. On one occasion, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi went to a Nawab's mansion, and there was a very beautiful garden, beautiful flowers. And then he told his Nawab that if you got Allah in your life, then and all this what you see, then everything is yours. But if you got all the temporary things of beauty, you got a fancy car, a beautiful mansion, you got everything at your disposal, you got khadims to look after you, but you don't have Allah in your life, then this is nothing. This does not belong to you. So to say, this is a temporary enjoyment. But if Allah comes in your life, then everything is yours. Agar tu mera, to har shay meri. Then, oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. The earth, the heavens are mine. But agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. But oh Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. So here a person should learn that everything, a person should connect his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we come to the khankas. And this is to the barakat of our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Khankai Akhtari. So alhamdulillah, when the Khankai started over here, then alhamdulillah, we got a masjid over here, we got the Darulum over here, and all, everything is linked. Huh? So what a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to the Khankas to gain the marifat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here it is where the goblet of Allah ta'ala's love is being distributed. جو زائدہ عشق سے ناآشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ نادا نہیں سمجھائے خود لیکن چلائے مجھ کو سمجھانا. That زائدہ عشق, that person is so to say like he's an abid, he is a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's a dry worshipper. For example, the story of that person who killed 99 people, and then he comes to an alim of the book, who went by the book, everything according to the book. This is halal, this is haram, this is not jais, this is jais. So now, when he came, he asked him, is there any way out for me, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive me, etc. So he said, you destroyed. So he said, why make it my score 99, let me kill him, make it 100. Then he went to another alim, who was alim al-Rabbani. That person had Allah in his heart, who had his gaze on Allah Ta'ala's mercy. He said, I killed 100 people. He said, how can I come in between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirat? Then he showed him the way, go to a certain place. He also was sitting with the pious people, sitting there, sahbat. They, how Hafiz Sahib was explaining, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ غَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. That constrain yourself, your souls and your nafs. Sit with the company of those people who call unto Allah morning and evening. And in these times, they are the mashayikh, the khankas, the sufiyas, and those people whose hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they understand how to solve a problem with the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala directs them in the heart. Allah ta'ala inspires them. And then they will make the decision, and that person then will enjoy their life. How many a person changed their life? How many a person came for one majlis? I'm here for, coming for so many majalis. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive us. But we're not taking any benefit. A person will come with a sincere heart, with an open heart. One easy example, you have a container, you have a cup, and it is it's open on top. And the splashes or whatever water comes, it will fill up very, very soon. But if a person has the cup upside down, you can have the Viagra Falls or Niagara Falls, whatever falls, and that cup will never get filled up. Why? Because it's upside down. So we should come with an open cup. Come with gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To gauge what's in our hearts of our mashayikh. Kisi ke aa mazlumi se waqt zulm darna tha. Huwe ye asana abad zulm jisse weerane. That person at the time when he is being oppressed, then fear that sigh of his, fear that bad dua of his. We think when you come to zulam, we think a certain country is making zulam on the Muslims. Yes, definitely. But ask ourselves, are we making zulam? As a father, as a husband, are we making zulam? As an employer, are we making zulam on our workers, on our employees, on our wives, on our children, on our subjects? So at that time, a person, when that maybe your wife too, she might be sleeping next to you, but the amount of zulam you have made to her, at night her eyes are open, her heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, her sighs, everything is heard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that thing can backfire, that thing can boomerang back to you, and your life will be destroyed, your life will be full of enjoyment, and all your achievements will be nothing, will become viran, it will all be destroyed, now your wife will be, your life will become empty. Sataya Umar bar Abu Jahal ne shamme nabuwat ko, magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afraad ne. That Abu Jahal, whole life, he had caused so much of harm and inconvenience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what was his end result? He became disgraced in both the worlds. Where is he buried today? At the place of Badr, where all the surish and all excreta, where is being poured, wherever it goes in that well, over there he was buried. So in this world he got disgraced. What to say in a year after, he will suffer disgrace. So these are the people, they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were in a company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But their hearts were closed. They didn't want to accept the teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't want to accept the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the final Nabi. So we got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Two things are mentioned here. That as long as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst you, today we don't have Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst us, but we have his sunnah. A person who practices on his sunnah, then he'll find enjoyment. He will find enjoyment in every aspect of his life. And a person who makes istighfar, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will protect that person from all azab and punishment. As long as the person is making tawbah, making istighfar, he brings the life according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should be thankful, alhamdulillah, we have our mashayikh, ulama'i haq. Unfortunately, today what happens, a very great alim, and we fail to take benefit from him. But no sooner he passes away, then certain radio stations will have ulama in focus. They will vie with one another to have certain programs. Then they will have a phone in, this alim, what an alim he was, etc. But when the time was there to take benefit, we didn't take benefit. Now to listen to a radio station, to listen, wah, wah, mashallah, everything. In the time when Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat explained that very few people used to come to his majlis. Very few people used to come and take benefit from him. But when he had passed away, then there wasn't even place for anyone to, it was so cramped up, so many people, thousands of the people came for his janazah. So when Allah Wala took a deep sigh, and he said that when Hazrat Mufti Sahib was alive, then no one wanted to take benefit. Now he has passed away. Now he is dead. Now he is gone. Now he is teaching his kitabs to benefit. But that what was in his heart, to express the love of Allah, to gain the marif of Allah directly, that is no more over there. So Allah give us the tawfiq of taking benefit of our mashayikh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we take this seriously. Not as a joke that we come here, present ourselves, make Hazrat happy, or please our nafs that I came for the majlis, I mark myself present, and Allah forgive us. But our intention should be correct. نہ کر تحقیر اے زائر خدا کے در مندوں کی مقام در دل کو بے خبر تو آ کیا جانے. That do not despise, do not belittle Allah wala. Do not despise those people who got connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever criticize them. Man aada waliyan faqad aadantu bil harb. There are two places where Allah ta'ala, where it is mentioned, where Allah ta'ala declares open war. One is that when a person consumes riba, interest, and that person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how he declares war against you. Can you ever win a war against Allah? Then the second one is that person who harasses alim or arif, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person was walking with his wife, newly wed, and they were walking, and another great alim, Sufi, was walking. So mistakenly, his foot, while he was walking, it was muddy. So some mud came on his wife's gown, whatever it may be. So the newlywed husband now became extremely angry. And he came and he slapped this buzruk, this pious person. And then he turned his back, and while he's walking, he fell down dead. So people now started blaming this great alim, that you are the one who is responsible of killing this person. You are the one who did something to him. So he said, actually what had happened, this person took revenge on his beloved. And Allah took revenge on his beloved. In other words, he took revenge on behalf of his wife. And Allah took revenge on behalf of his wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalb shikasta hai. Kya hai qalb ko lekin shikasta gham ke sodane. That Allah ta'ala's, the lighting of Allah ta'ala's love comes in that broken heart. Many a times we want to do something haram, but for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, there's a pretty face, pretty woman that is walking in opposite direction. Then we look down, but our heart is broken. But at that moment, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His love is coming to that heart. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi asked, when does the sun rise? He mentions, the sun rises when the horizon becomes red, extremely red, then you see the sun that it rises. So he said, when a person sacrifices his desires in his heart, and his blood becomes extremely red, then not one son, but many sons of Allah Ta'ala's marifat comes in his heart. That when he sacrifices his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are talking about haram desires. Many a person also makes dua, oh Allah, take these desires away from me, this khaisha. No, that is a wrong dua. A person has desires. A person needs to get married, he has to fulfill his desires. So a person is feeling hungry, he's feeling for something halal, no problem. Halal entertainment, halal, light-hearted humor, that's all permissible in Islam. But now to exceed the bounds, go towards haram. To example, to look at other women, to fulfill your desires in other haram places, that is now haram. That is the place now we need to control ourselves. And then Allah Ta'ala's marifat will come in our heart. When a person comes with a broken heart, Allah Ta'ala is the one who will mend that heart. And when you have Allah in our heart, then what else do we need? وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرہ اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے. That only that person, unfortunately, he will criticize the mashayikh. That those people who don't understand. For example, a person doesn't know a buzruk. He will look at him and say, yeah, he's a normal human being. But if a person is told, this is a great sheikh, this is a great alim, this is a great abid, etc. Now when he meets him, the next time he meets him, he looks forward to meeting. Why? He recognizes him, he knows him. So this, unfortunately, many a person will criticize from behind the scenes. People will say, what are you going there for the Lakanka? Sitting like 2 hours, like mice over there, and sitting there and with respect and adab. But understand, we are sitting in the majlis of the pious people, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that gusat, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that man dhakkarakum billahi ru'yatuhu, that person who is a pious person, a true alim, a true abid, a true ashik, that when you look at him, then either you are inspired to make the zikr of Allah, or he reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa dhakkarakum billahi amaluhu, then when you look at his actions, this inspires you to do that action. You want to follow those actions. So may Allah give us the tawfiq of appreciating our mashayikh and these majalis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase it all the time as well. And Allah reward our Hazrat, his family. Town to town they are going. Not only towns, but countries they are going. And disseminating the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And I wasn't here for the Islahi Jalsa. I was hearing the audios. So before I went, Allah gave us the tawfiq. We went to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwarah. So I told Hazrat that normally when Ijtima used to take place, then Hazrat Bhai Fajr rahmatullah used to send one jamaat to the Haramain Sharifi to make dua. He said, Hazrat, I won't be here, but I'll be making special dua day, inshallah. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Those who came, Allah Ta'ala grant them full benefit. And in there, Hazrat mentioned that Allah reward his family, that so many women want to take bayat, etc. And now the responsibility of that, Muhtaram Bibi Apa has taken the responsibility of that. How many women, alhamdulillah, are taking benefit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase, Allah ta'ala accept, inshallah.